We learn Kitzchnar Simon Kovchov Aleph Sif Aleph. Mitzvah Same Divri Navim. There's mitzvah say from the Navim Lasanas to fast Biyamish or Irutzar Slavasenu when tragedy fell to our forefathers. Vitach Satanis. And the purpose of the Tainis and Kadela Iris Salvavas to cause us to do tshuva. The Fake Chadaki Tshuvas that we should open up our hearts and think about what we should be doing better. And what we see from here is that we think of a fast day, says the Shlah, to commemorate what happened in our history. But says the Shlah, what we really are supposed to think about is not just what those tragedies were, but to really understand why those tragedies occurred. And that will cause us to do tshuva. This will remind us to our behavior, that what the way they acted may be similar to the way we act nowadays. That these behaviors cause these kind of tzaris. And by knowing this, we will do better. We will do tshuva for the way we behaved and our forefathers have behaved. And that's why on a tainus we say slichus. That's why on a tainus we decree sataris parshas vayichal by shachris and by mincha with yud gimel midos are said. That's why on a fast day by mincha we say the haftarah of Dirsh Hashem by himatsu, which are all different ways of causing us to do tshuva. B'zichron ha'dvarim ha'elu noshav l'heitiv. This will cause us to do tshuva. K'mosh nevar svadu asavonim asavonim avoysom. L'kein chayiv kolish losan alibay ba'osan ayomim. Every person has to pay attention during these times. Ulfash b'esh b'masiv to examine his behavior aloshaben. K'ein ha'ikah b'tainis. What's not most critical is the fasting. K'mosh nevar b'an shenivay, as the pasuk says in Yoina regarding the people of Nineveh, v'yar elakim es maseyim. V'amar Rabbi Nesenu Zal, the Gemara teaches us, v'yar esakam ves tanisim lo nemar, doesn't speak about looking at the way they fasted. Ela v'yar elakim es maseyim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu examined their deeds, kishavu b'dak mara, they did tshuva. V'ena tainis elachona tshuva. Fasting is just a way to be able to do tshuva. L'chein oisum hanoshim, k'shemis anim, those individuals, while they are fasting, they go for trips, they waste the day with foolish things, tafsos tifel, they just fasted, that's not what is the primary part of the fast day. V'nichu es ikar. And that's why there's a minig to give tzedakah on a fast day. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about giving a mincha of a fast day, how much a person normally spends on food on a day, and that amount of money should be given to tzedakah, so it should show that I'm not fasting because I just want to save money on food, I'm fasting because I want to do tshuva. The Mishnah Berurah says that a person should be particularly careful not to be lax, not to overly enjoy himself on a fast day, not to get angry on a fast day, and be very careful that any business dealings he does on a fast day should be done in the most scrupulous, honest manner possible. These are the days of fast day, Shlosh of Tishrei, the third day of Tishrei, by Nerag, Gedalia ben Achikam. That was the day Gedalia ben Achikam was killed. Shlach Shachar by Semiglish, after by Semiglish was destroyed, his Shir ben Nebuchadnezzar by Yisrael. Nebuchadnezzar left him in Yisrael for his symbol of Rosh Yisrael. He was appointed the governor of Klal Yisrael. Vayidei Shenarag, because he was murdered, Golu Kulam, they all went into Golus. Naharag Mehem Alofim, thousands of Jews were massacred. The Nichbasa, the Chalas Yisrael, and the Sheris, Klal Yisrael's fire, Klal Yisrael's light, dimmed. There's a machlokes rishonim exactly when was Gedaliah killed. Was Gedaliah killed on Rosh Hashanah? But they didn't want to proclaim Rosh Hashanah as a fast day, so they made the fast day the day after Rosh Hashanah, Gimel Tishrei. Or was Gimel Tishrei the day that he was Gimel Tishrei the day that he was actually murdered? Gimel, Sif Gimel, Asar B'Tavis by Samach Melch Bavel Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim. That was the day that Melch Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Bavel, laid siege in Yerushalayim. Veviv and Matzah, and Matzah can cause much pain. Mizan Nebuchadnezzar Chorban, which ultimately led to the Chorban. And the Rishonim say that Asar B'Tavis is such a serious fast that were Asar B'Tavis to fall even on Shabbos, normally we know if a fast day falls on Shabbos, we fast either before or after that date. But Asar B'Tavis is such a serious fast day that were Asar B'Tavis to fall on Shabbos, which it doesn't in our calendar, we would fast even on Shabbos. Siftal Shivas B'Tamis, Ba'erech HaMitzaris, five terrible things happened on Shivas B'Tamis. The Shtabra Aluchas, the Luchas were broken, Kishared Moshe Menahar, when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Harsinai, Kamashikos B'Torah. It's not really explicit in the Torah, but by calculating the dates, we see that that's what happened. V'zehoi b'shivas b'tamas, that happened in Shivas b'tamas. This battle, Korban Atomid, they stopped bringing the Korban Atomid that they brought every day, two Korban Tzibur, one in the morning and one in the evening. V'chuf g'ir b'chuban b'sheni, and by Chuban b'sheni, the city was exposed. Avgad b'chum rishon hufka b'tishal chaydish. In the first churban that happened on 9 days in Tevis, the ksiba chaydish arvi b'tishal chaydish v'yechse kara b'ir v'goyim v'tibaka ir v'goyimer. Avchum b'ashen b'shiva osaba hufka b'ir. It happened in the first Beis Hamikdash. It was on the 9th of Tevis. Churban b'asheni, it was on the 9th of Tammuz. It says Sheni. It was Shiva Asar B'Tammuz. The Churban B'Sheni Chamir Olam. But we are more concerned with the Churban B'Sheni because there has never been another Beis Hamikdash since then. V'Oid Yisur Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi actually suggests the Gam B'Rishon Hayu B'Shiva Asar that it actually even by the Beis Rishon it happened on 17 days in Tammuz. Abnei Shatzaros Taras B'Cheshbon because of all the difficulties Klaiso were experiencing, they made a mistake exactly what date it happened. The Sarf Stumas Arasha Satira, it was a day that Afstumas Arasha burnt the Sefer Torah. The Hemet Salem Behechel, he put a Salem in the Hechel, like the Rishi Yisrael, taught by our enemies. The Zeh Garbant Churban of Gulasenu, which of course ultimately led to the Churban Beis Hamikdash and to the Golas, the exile that we still suffer from. Sivhei, Vetishabav, Bai Biyoim, Nigzav Asenu B'Midbar, that was the day that it was decreed for our forefathers in the Midbar, Shalai Kansu L'Tisrael, that they won't be able to enter Tisrael. Kios Chazru Meraglim, that's when the Meraglim came back from visiting at Tisrael. Bachay Yisrael B'china Shechinam, and Klai Yisrael cried for no good reason. There was nothing to worry about. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he will take us into Tisrael. The Nifka B'chiyah Dairus, and that became the day established, the day of Jewish tragedy. That is also the day of the tremendous Churban, destruction, Shenekrov, by Beis HaMikdash Rishon, the day the Beis HaMikdash Rishon was destroyed. The Gam Sheni, the Beis HaMikdash Sheni was destroyed. The Nilkutai Ir Beter, that was the day of the Beter Shoyse Ir Gdoyla, which was a large Jewish city. The Hoybah Lofen Revavis, you saw there were thousands and ten thousands of Jews that lived there, and that was the day it was captured by the enemy. That was the day that Transpernus completely destroyed and uprooted the Beis HaMikdash and all the area around it. Neskayim HaPasuk, and there was the day that the Pasuk that said, Tzion Sodet HaCharish, that all of Yerushalayim will be ground to nothing. V'oyesh Tanit Tzibur, Tanis Esther Lakam, and other Tanaisim, which we will learn about, such as Tanis Esther.